Oh, a little rancid. Love it. We are live from the Ketchus Law Studios. Rich certainly, Ken Laird, three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on 93.7 WEI. You can give us a call, 617-779-7937. You can also go to the Odyssey app, leave us a message, launch us a take grenade. Press that little microphone, and we play your messages back in the 5 o'clock hour. And as I was saying, you know, Jaylen Brown, not very happy. I don't – this is so weird. I don't. The one thing about Jaylen Brown is that when he makes things worse for himself. Like any time when Stephen A. Smith says something bad about him, he just goes off on Stephen A. Smith, wants to challenge Stephen A. Smith to a debate. So what does Stephen A. Smith do? He spends another 15 minutes on podcast number one, 10 minutes on ESPN, another 25 minutes on podcast number 14. That dude's got like 15 different podcasts and places where you can hear his voice. And every single one of them, he talks about Jaylen Brown when Jaylen Brown talks about him, which makes the situation even bigger.
I mean, he's so full of shit, I want to throw up.
I know. And it's great when he does it, and I kind of thank him for that. But in this case, I talked, you know, we played that clip a minute ago that Bobby Marks said there was an analytics person who said that Jaylen Brown was the seventh best player on the Celtics, according to All Things Analytics. And that got tweeted out. It's dumb. I think we all agree that, you know, he's, listen, there are some statistics that don't make him look great, some of the plus-minus, but he's not the seventh best player on the Celtics. But Jaylen Brown, because what's so great about this is that he put a spotlight with this on something that 99% of the sports following world would not have seen unless Jaylen started tweeting about it. And now everyone knows what people are saying about him analytically. So he goes and retweets that and puts, analytics nowadays used to discredit and control narratives. Roll the ball out. None of these guys better than me on both ends. Who does he work for? So is he challenging the analytics guys to a game of basketball? Is that what he's doing?
It might be. A la Joe Mazzulla doing it with the media, you know, maybe. I mean, he didn't go after Bobby Marks specifically, did he? Or did he? Because Bobby Marks
state
was
your
just
source. So he did sort of, you know, okay. That's back to his Stephen
back
A.
Back to, okay, yeah. State your source. Okay, he thinks maybe he's the analytics guy that told him that info was lying. Okay, all right, gotcha.
Or he made him up, you know.
Or he made him up, right.
But
gotcha.
then he starts giving himself a reach around here by saying, nobody has won more combined regular season and playoff games since I entered the league 10 years ago. It's like, all right, man, cool. We know you're good. Like, you know, God, he just can't get out of his own way.
This is getting into Jared Duran's chirping at fan territory.
Oh, big time.
You know, it's like,
big time, man.
He's now coming to the edge.
I mean, this is all revealing. If I'm a team, I'm watching this guy, and I'm like, man, this guy, you know, you get in his head, you can get his head to hang out in his kitchen pretty easy. Right. Like, he lets little stuff. And I don't know if he's feeling the pressure. I don't know if he's the fact that maybe it feels real to him that he might be going. Even though I think he subconsciously wants to go, whether or not he'll admit it or not, it just feels like he's behaving in a way. I mean, I've never seen him behave this way. So it feels like something's got his, got him all worked up, man.
And Ted, you know, last week he announced that he was going to be doing a Twitch stream with Ken's favorite rapper, Whale, W-A-L-E, otherwise pronounced Wale.
He should change it to Whale. It's better.
Of course. But he canceled it. At the last minute, like, there was no Twitch stream. Who knows what was going on behind the scenes? I know that I heard Turpin this morning on Jones and Keefe, and it's of his opinion that the Celtics are not fans of Jaylen Brown lately going on these
Rich,
streams.
Rich, that's not the first time that he's announced he was going to go on Twitch and then cancel at the last minute, right?
Yeah.
So this has kind of been a reoccurring theme, not always, but I feel like he's done this a time or two in the last month, where he was kind of a hot topic and said he was going to go Twitch, didn't, and so it led to the same speculation. So I wouldn't be surprised if he got a call from the Celtics.
Well, what is fantastic, as Ted was talking about earlier and I was agreeing with, is that when a family member starts picking up on a story and getting on the media, it really is the best. It's great because it's like you get to hear what the player – because you know the player's talking to his dad, he's talking to his mom, and now if I was a player – one of the first things I would do was call every member in my family, like that's, you know, like mother, father, brother, sister, and say, do not say a word to anybody about anything because stuff like this happens.
Damn right.
That's exactly right, Mr. Brady. And so here is Jaylen Brown's father talking about this whole thing with analytics and talking about Jaylen's beef with Stephen A. Smith and Kendrick Perkins, too. Let's let it roll.
My son is very educated enough to know what to say and what not to say. Mm-hmm. What's off limits.
Mm-hmm.
And Big Perk, you wrong for jumping against your teammate. Mm-hmm. I don't like that. Excuse the N-word, mm-hmm. but there it is. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Watch your mouth, boy.
Okay.
The champ is back.
Right.
He's handling it like he's supposed to. He's always handled himself like a man, like a gentleman. You know what I'm saying? Very respectful kids I raised, man.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you something. Very respectful kids, all of them. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And how he handled that kind of pressure, I commend him.
Yeah.
Because me, I'm different.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting your face, Stephen A.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm coming to see you.
Marcellus, why are you looking at me like that?
No, I'm coming to see you, Stephen A.
What would you say?
I called you a couple times, Stephen A, and you didn't answer. But it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to talk about it man to man. What's your problems? Why are you attacking him? Why do you attack the black community? Go attack the white community. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's right. You're getting a check to do that. We unplugged about this.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, as I said, I love it when the parents talk. But Stephen A. Smith was a huge fan of Jaylen Brown, the player, throughout the season. And the only thing that Stephen A. got pissed about were Jaylen's comments after they got bounced from the playoffs, which, hate to break it to you, Jaylen, a lot of people were confused by what you said and that it seemed like a direct shot at Jason Tatum. So you could yell at Stephen A. Smith all you want, but Stephen A. Smith had your back when it came to all things basketball, and if you just wouldn't have said anything, as I said, this dude just can't get out of his own way. He just continues to shoot himself in the foot, and I don't know whether or not this is by design now. Like, I'm wondering if he's trying to either make himself untradeable or trying to punish the Celtics by trying to put him out in a trade so they won't get the value that he's worth.
Dude, that's a good question. I think it's more of the latter. I almost think I've never felt truly like that he wants to leave here. If he does, he wants to make it look like he's a martyr, that he was forced out. Even, you know, and so I think it's more of the latter. I just think he's trying to stir the pot and make it difficult for them to trade him, even though I think part of him wants to go. I think there's a big part of him that still wants to remain a Celtic and get, I think he wants to stay here, be a Celtic, but get the love, adulation, respect, and all the fanfare that Jason Tatum gets.
Exactly.
That's what he truly wants.
Tatum's the key.
That's the whole thing, and he can't get that, and it's frustrating him. But I don't think he ultimately wants to leave. I think he wants to stay here, but he has to get all that other stuff that's, honestly, you got to earn it, man. You got to earn it. And there's a reason you're not on the same, people don't view you as the same way as Tatum. I mean, it's because you looked at it not as good, but you also got this other baggage that is, I think, kind of lowers your value.
I have nothing negative to say about Jaylen's father because I have seen a picture of the man.
7 feet tall?
My God.
Good God.
I mean.
I love his parenting kind of, basically it's do as I say, not as I do. That's basically how he parents, you know.
Well, it feels like a sham's day, doesn't it? Like this, I mean, I just feels like
know.
If something's going to happen because of, you know, free agency starting tomorrow, it just feels like something's going to happen within the next 24 hours, or like you said, Ted, it's just he's a member of the team come the beginning of the season. If it's going to happen, it feels like it's happening potentially during our show, which would be, you know, obviously we would throw away everything but that because this story
is... The bigger news today, Rich, has been the LeBron James movement to Draymond opting out of the Golden State deal potentially to make way for your guy, your new fan, your new guy, LeBron.
Oh, sure.
Makes sense. That's what they do. They collect the old timers, man.
Yeah, but
catch a lightning in a bottle.
That was Rich's dream.
Well, the best thing that I heard this described as, because it would be Anthony Davis, Draymond Green, LeBron James, Steph Curry, and Al Horford, and they were saying this is the NBA's version of the Expendables.
Seriously, man. Dude, that's some old dudes, but those are OGs, man.
Yeah.
I mean, that would be
fun.
I think that'd be kind of a fun team to watch. I mean, you know, look, they probably, you know, middle through the regular season, and then when the playoffs come, that would, to me, would be a fun team to watch, all those old-timers on that team.
They can't win, though.
Win the whole thing? No?
No, they can't win. I think that they're obviously going to be a very fun, they're going to have their moments when everyone is, you know, healthy and not winded and doesn't feel old, you know. But I mean, but that's like if you add, if that's your starting five, I want you to add up the ages of all those players.
Damn.
And I bet by 20 years they're the oldest team in the NBA.
You're probably
if you
right.
combine all of their ages.
Mm-hmm. I bet like you're right. I mean,
Horford is what, 40 now?
He's up there. Yeah, he's up there. I bet you, yeah, the average age, I think, for the I think for Oklahoma and for the Spurs was like 24 years old.
Right.
Their average age would be like 34. 10 years more.
34? Because who's the youngest on the team? Draymond? Or Anthony Davis, maybe?
Anthony Davis of the big names.
35, yeah.
And Anthony Davis is 35?
Yeah. That's crazy, man.
But as you said, it would be fun to watch. And you know what? Hell, go for it. That seems like it'd be great. Unless LeBron, of course, you want to be a Celtic. That would be.
Oh, 33. Anthony Davis, still a young punk.
So he's bringing him down, yeah.
Okay, there we go. So he's moving down a little bit. All right. What a great day to have Rob Bradford on. Of course, baseball isn't boring. On a day where you got to witness the moment that the Red Sox said, enough. We will not go dark into the night. This is our Independence Day, and they will turn things around towards their march of winning another ring here in 2026. Rob Bradford joins us right after this.